This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here. This hour, InfoWars. Bunch of stories that we need to cover here. And I want to start with one that I talked about last week. Got to keep punching this up, because it's very important. And it's one of these stories where everybody can chip in, because it's the amount of coverage and perception that matters. And it has to do with Biden. It has to do with the condition of Biden, the physical condition, the mental condition. As I mentioned last week at length, during the campaign, presidential campaign, the media were completely silent about the obvious fact that this candidate was in severe mental decline. It wasn't a matter of opinion or, well, you're looking at it from a skewed angle, or no. It was clear, and there are many examples, and you can find them on video, to prove this. It's not just stuttering. It's not just stammering. It's loss of memory. Where are we? It's the tremors. It's the hypervigilance toward teleprompter. It's what he's saying when he goes off script. It's his mannerisms and so on and so forth. And the medical history, which has been documented, that in 1988, he had a brain aneurysm, which required surgery, very serious. Two surgeries, in fact. And then pulmonary thrombosis, which was even more serious, life-threatening. And since then, there has been the mental decline. So we have a disabled person sitting in the Oval Office as President of the United States. Not just a little bit off, but severely disabled. And obviously the press was under tight control, tight restriction during the campaign, and still, not to mention this, not to bring it up, not to report on it, not to point it out. You can find videos from his early career, because he's been in the Senate forever, when he used to be on the talk shows, Sunday morning talk shows, and he was Slick Joe, very quick, very fast, whether you agreed with any of his opinions or not, beside the point. Question, answer, at length, in detail, bing, bang, bong, bong, boom. And now, if you're watching, you see the picture on the screen. It's a completely different person. You can put these side-by-side videos out there. You can also mention the fact that after Trump became president, perhaps a year into his term, all of a sudden you saw a psychiatrist, remember, doing remote diagnoses on Trump at a distance, saying that he was mentally ill, suffering from mental disorders, I mean, violating all of the ethics and whatever rules actually exist in that completely fake profession of psychiatry, and just making diagnoses over and over again. But did you see any astute doctor coming forward during the presidential campaign saying anything about Biden, who had access to major media talk shows or news reports? Absolutely not. This is very serious business. Do I have to repeat the fact that this is the guy who looks at the nuclear football and decides whether to launch missiles or not? That this guy is being controlled by a committee and he's a puppet? as we come up to the break here, keep in mind, you can do something about this. You can make this point and drive it home. Stay with us.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
John Rappaport back here in the next segment. So I'll just wind up what I was saying before the break. You can do something about this. If we were to suddenly see on various platforms 100,000 postings of side-by-side before and after the brain aneurysm of Biden and the various videos of his obviously disabled state now, uncompromisingly pointing to the fact that this is a man who has such severe mental and motor deficits that there is no way, medically speaking, that he should be in the White House. Doesn't matter which side you're on. It's just a fact. Okay, so now I want to get to another story here on the COVID death numbers. I reported on this before, but I found a new source for statistics. It's actually Statista.com. And this would be recent. This is going... official stats here, which are certainly not reliable by any means for a variety of reasons I've explained before on the show. But we're going to take that as the, starting point here. So at the point of the Statista report, there were 359,352 deaths in the U.S. from COVID. If you were to take the percentage of deaths in people 65 years and older, get this, it would be 81%. 81% of all COVID deaths in the U.S. in 65 years and older. And if you don't see immediately the significance of that, I'll explain it in a minute. If you were to go back and say, well, let's look at 55 and older, what percentage of deaths, COVID deaths in the U.S., 93% of all COVID deaths in the U.S., 55 years and old. That is unbelievable. And here's why, exactly as I've explained before. First of all, overwhelmingly, most of these people have prior medical histories of multiple long-term serious health conditions. On top of that, they've been treated for years, perhaps decades, with toxic medical drugs, not just one or two, but a variety of toxic medical drugs. Number three, the people in this older population tend to be terrified by the possibility that they're going to get a diagnosis of COVID-19. And then they do get a diagnosis of COVID-19, which ratchets up their terror And then on top of all of this, they are quarantined, isolated, and cut off from friends and family, whether that's in a nursing home, a hospital, or at home, wherever they live. And one final stroke. Some of them are then heavily sedated and put on breathing ventilators. And in a large New York study of a hospital chain in New York State, it was determined that for people 65 years and older who were put on ventilators as treatment, 97.2% of those people died under ventilator treatment. That's why I've posted my articles in the past that say Soylent Green is people, COVID-19 is old people. That's where the deaths are occurring. And notice that in my analysis over the last 2-3 minutes here, I've mentioned nothing about a virus, nothing about SARS-CoV-2. No need for a virus, no requirement of a virus to explain any of these deaths in this older population, of which 81% occur in the group 65 and older, and 93% in the population 55 and older. Talk about killing. The forced early premature deaths of the frail and elderly. That's what is going on. That is the key operation called COVID-19. Not anything else. So, no virus required to explain these deaths. 81%, 93% of all reported in the U.S. That's a crime of unimaginable proportions. It's mass murder is what it is. And it's being completely overlooked, of course, by the government, by the press, by the political left, by all those people who want the COVID restrictions and the destruction of the economy, because those COVID death numbers are part of what's being used to explain and justify and provoke all of these restrictive COVID measures, including masks, distancing, and most important, the lockdowns, the closures of businesses, the destruction of workers' lives, families, the economy, not just of the U.S., but of nations all over the world, as the prelude to the Great Reset, which I've also discussed and described on the show, as certainly has Alex and other people. So this is the operation, the killing of the elderly, to leverage into the operation of the destruction of the economy through COVID restrictive measures. Killing of the elderly. That's what's going on. But the nation and the world, for the most part, has been hypnotized over the last 100 years. By primarily the Rockefeller Empire, to say, well, you're the doctor. You know what's best. Whatever you say, doc. And you will find that even people who might disobey doctor's orders or not seek out a doctor for treatment will finally give in because of pressure. Peer pressure from friends, from family, from loved ones. You got to see the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. You got to listen to what the doctor says. So if the doctor says there's a pandemic, an epidemic, those of you watching are looking at Fauci, who flip-flops every other week. That's hypnotic. It's what the doctor says. If the doctor says virus, 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 that's what it is. I've been warning since 1987 that the medical cartel is the most powerful cartel in the world long term. because of this century, at least, of wall-to-wall brainwashing on their part. And now it's all coming to fruition for them, because they can now say pandemic, pandemic, pandemic. And so people overlook the fact that the elderly whom they know, who might be in their own families, are actually being forced in exactly the manner that I just described into early death, and their deaths will be counted as COVID deaths. And I'm not even talking about those deaths in which flippantly doctors write COVID-19 as the cause on the patient files. I'm not even talking about that, which is rampant as well. I'm talking about something that is much more sinister and real and happening all the time. That is what is going on. And that is why looking into these death numbers, which I just did, the 81% and the 93%, is so important to understand. We'll be back after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
John Rappaport here for the next segment on InfoWars. Okay, I want to remind you of something in case you've forgotten or you missed it, and that has to do with the diagnosis of COVID-19. A cough or chills and fever, and a person could be diagnosed with COVID-19. That's it. Now, if you read the CDC definition, they'll say, and a positive PCR test. But as I've described in agonizing detail on the show before and written about in many articles, that test spits out false positives like a fire hose for various reasons. And so it's very easy to come up with a positive reading on a PCR test. And then with a cough or chills and fever, COVID-19. So people wonder, well, is it possible that they're repackaging flu as COVID-19? Possible? Are you kidding me? It's obviously going on. Now we're talking about case numbers, where they say, oh, there's, 17 million of these and those and whatever cases. That's the fire hose. That's like, well, the guy has symptoms that are really no different than a light cold or an easy case of what we used to call the flu, but a positive PCR test, and looking, let's call it COVID-19. And then the hysterical coverage on the news when they start showing you the clock and the we got this 100,000 more cases and 200,000 more cases and whatever. That's what's going on. Then, of course, with the, quote, heavier cases of COVID-19, you would get something like pneumonia. Oh, gee whiz. But the trouble, again, you see, is what's called pneumonia has many, many different causes. Historic. And there are millions of cases of pneumonia traditionally across the world every year, and always have been, before anybody thought of COVID-19. So to say, well, we've got pneumonia over here, but we've got COVID pneumonia over there, it doesn't fly. It's ridiculous. That distinction is a distinction without a difference. It's ridiculous. But it's a good con if you want to believe the numbers that the news is spouting. And that's what's going on with that. In fact, in China, roughly 300,000 people a year die from pneumonia traditionally, which means millions of cases. So in whatever it was, December of 2019, January 2020, when they suddenly began reporting an outbreak of mysterious pneumonia in Wuhan, they were basically talking about something that happened all the time in China. Pneumonia. Only now they decided to compartmentalize it off and make a big deal out of it and say, well, this is different. This is strange. This is weird. We have to get the experts in here. Oh, we have to find a virus. Oh, there it is. Oh, we're going to call it SARS-CoV-2. Oh, here we go. Oh, spreading across the world. Blah, 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 blah. When in fact, over the city of Wuhan and other major cities, as I've reported here before, there is constantly deadly, deadly air pollution composed of ingredients in a mixture that has never been observed before, has never existed before in human history, from both early and modern industrial eras. Hello? You know, there's the obvious explanation for the cases of pneumonia, but that doesn't create the fear of the pandemic, the publicity, the government stepping in, the Chinese government locking down, then all the other governments following suit with the Chinese model, doesn't create any of that at all. So the planners had to go a different way. They had to say, this is unique, this is new, this is different. Now we have a killer virus, and it's spreading all over the world, and we have to lock everybody down, and we have to destroy the economy of the planet in the process. And we can never return to the old days. We're going to have to enter normal with the Great Reset and universal guaranteed income and wall-to-wall surveillance in real time, and your behavior is linked to universal guaranteed income. You'll receive a check every month if you behave, but if you vary from prescribed behavior, your money will be cut or eliminated altogether, and you'll be out on the street and you'll starve to death. And if you want to go to work for a major corporation or travel, you're going to have to get vaccinated with an experimental vaccine that's never been tried on the public before because it's been too dangerous with a technology called RNA. Get it? That's the progression, folks. That's how it was built. That's where it leads. That's where it goes. It's no accident that you've now got the CEO of United Airlines following on the heels of the Qantas CEO a couple of months ago saying, oh, yes, you're going to need proof of vaccination if you want to travel. And this CEO is now openly enlisting the cooperation of other CEOs of major corporations to climb on board with this mandate for a vaccine. He is openly saying, I can't do this alone. Hey, United Airlines is not going to stand alone in all of this because then we won't win the battle to mandate the vaccine. So what's not being said here? What's not being said is that the federal government is putting pressure on these corporations to handle the mandates because it's not easy to get a federal mandate to vaccinate everybody against COVID in the U.S. It's not easy. It will run into many, many obstacles. Even if a law were passed at the federal level, there would be many constitutional and legal challenges. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. So, for at least for the moment, it's up to the states and major corporations. That's why this guy is appearing now, the CEO of United Airlines, because what's the first thing people think of when they think of the lifting of restrictions? Well, they certainly think of going outside and going back to work, yes. But the next thing is travel. I want to travel. I want to go places. I want to see things. I want to visit family and so forth. Yes, we understand, we who are controlling you. So therefore, we say, hey, if you want to travel, you got to get the vaccine. If you want to travel, you got to get the vaccine. Uh-huh-huh. You get it? You get it? You get it? If you want to live a normal life, you got to get the vaccine. That's what's happening. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, Whitney, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Got to get the vaccine. What about all those nurses that you've been hearing and reading about around the country that are refusing the vaccine? I guess they're not going to fly, right? Think about that. I guess they're willing not to fly, which amounts to a boycott. At least that's the way it looks, isn't it? And well, if you say we have to get the vaccine in order to fly, then I guess we won't fly. Now, if the numbers of people who are turning down the vaccine get large enough, what happens? I don't know how the airlines are going to survive. They think they're in the position of control. Well, we control you because, you see, if you don't get the vaccine, you can't travel. Okay, well, guess we won't travel by air. Guess not. Is that an actual boycott? Well, it sounds like a boycott. It may not be direct, but if they start dictating conditions and you don't want to go along with the conditions, it's like somebody saying, well, we're selling you a product, you see. We're a company, all right? We're selling you a product, but you can only buy the product under certain conditions, right? Really? I just want to buy the product. No, it's not that easy. It doesn't work that way. We have a list of conditions here that you have to, you know, satisfy in order to buy the product from us who are selling it. Sounds a little strange, doesn't it? No, well, that's the way we do business. Okay, well, what are the conditions? Well, here they are. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I see. Oh, this one here. That's right. Got to get vaccinated. So, in other words, if I don't, then I can't buy your product. Yeah, that's right. We're standing up for that. We won't sell you the product. And neither will our colleagues who are in our competitors who own other airlines. If you don't meet this condition, you can't buy their product either. All right. Well, it sounds like you're kind of shoving us out of the market, out of your market of potential customers. It sounds like you're pushing us away. So I guess we'll take the hint. You don't want us to participate. You don't want us to fork over our money to buy your product. Okay. All right. That's the way you want it. That's the way it'll be. And if the number of people who are turning down the vaccine, as reports continue to surface, about people having serious adverse reactions, keeling over, dying, if that number of people who turn down the vaccine keeps expanding, these companies may decide that they're going to alter their conditions. Wouldn't you, if you were the head of a company? Okay. What else here? Let's move on to yet another story. I don't know whether I cover this completely in the next 5 minutes or so, but let's start anyway. This has to do with Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter. The publicity, the PR, the spear of the movement appears to be stemming from police shootings of innocent black people. That's what the news is saying. That's what the groups are saying. Police brutality. Okay? All right? Now, if you took an objective look, I don't care whether you're white, black, green, blue, orange, purple, if you took a look at neighborhoods, inner city, poverty-stricken neighborhoods, okay, and you interviewed people, mainly don't listen to the men, listen to the women, the mothers in particular of children who raise their children, many, many of them, in single-parent households, what the biggest problems really are in those neighborhoods. And I would be willing to bet, once you got these mothers to speak with you honestly, they would say drugs, gangs, crime. Drugs, gangs, crime. Shootings. Violence. dangerous streets, gangs, crime, drugs, recruitment of young children into gangs. But, of course, we're not hearing about that from Antifa or BLM, or from politicians. Not just talking now about Antifa or BLM. Not hearing that from politicians. Not hearing it from major media news. We're not hearing about it from educators or social scientists or psychologists, academicians, universities, think tanks. Nothing in the mainstream about the major problem going on in these neighborhoods, which, by the way, and not just casually, makes it extremely difficult for outside investment money to come in to finance any kind of economic traction and growth of businesses in these inner city communities. So, what about the gang problem in these areas? And I'll put this to you. Do you remember when certain mafia families in New York were wiped out by court cases? And what preceded those court cases? It was a new federal law called RICO. R-I-C-O, that was the acronym. And it was basically a law which permitted prosecutions of continuing criminal enterprises. Okay, which mobs are. Gangs, significant gangs are that. And certain mafia families in the New York, New Jersey area were dismantled at the top, in the middle, with these RICO prosecutions. Think it through, folks. Could these RICO prosecutions be leveled at inner city black neighborhood gangs, big gangs, as continuing criminal enterprises? You betcha. You could bet the farm on that. You could bet the absolute bottom dollar you've got on that. The evidence is everywhere that these are violent, criminal, predatory, continuing criminal enterprises. They could be, in other words, legally dismantled in not just one city, say Chicago, but a number of key cities. And I'm not just talking about now, I'm talking about ever since the RICO laws were passed. That could have been the case. So why wasn't it, and why isn't it? Answer after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, last segment here. John Rappaport, last segment this hour. Talking about gangs in inner city black neighborhoods, serious gangs. Which, if you interview the mothers, they will tell you when they're speaking honestly, this is the major gang. The most serious problem in these neighborhoods. Drugs, gangs, crime, shooting, recruitment, danger. It all goes back to these gangs, which, as I detailed in the last segment, could be prosecuted under RICO as continuing criminal enterprises. No doubt about it. And can you imagine, and please try, what these neighborhoods would look like if the influence of gangs was severely, severely, severely hampered and reduced? It would be a whole new world. Okay, so how come we're not seeing these RICO prosecutions? Several reasons, but I want to list one very important reason. How do these gangs make their money? They sell drugs. Where do the drugs come from? Drug cartels. Mexico, other countries, been reports of Honduras, Venezuela, etc. Serious now, we're talking drug cartels. So the gangs in America, some of them, are operating as subcontractors to major drug cartels, as distributors. Not just on the street, that too, but also as what they would call trans-ship points, say from Chicago to other cities and so on and so forth. Vital part of the network of distributors these gangs are. Another question. What is one of the main problems of the drug cartels? What to do with all their cash? And all their cash, we're talking about a whole pile of cash, folks. Trillions of dollars over time. They got to wash it. They got to launder it. How do they launder it? Well, one of the major ways is through banks. Banks. And how about big corporations that need loans, etc.? But let's focus on banks. So we've got now, excuse me, not only gangs, but we've got drug cartels and banks in the mix. Does that begin to tell you why there are no RICO prosecutions of gangs in inner cities, serious gangs in America? Or to put it another way, what would happen if tomorrow Antifa and BLM began to stage peaceful street protests against drug cartels and banks as the targets, and informing and educating people that this is the primary factor that is destroying inner city black neighborhoods? Yeah, we're here on the street and we're protesting drug cartels and banks. Really? What is this all about? You know, says some naive reporter. Well, let me tell you. Here's what it's about. You see, the gangs are distributing drugs for the drug cartels. So the gangs are essential. The drug cartels wash their money through major banks. You see the whole network, how it looks? Now, the gangs could be prosecuted under RICO and destroyed, but they aren't. Why not? Because they're a vital link in the chain of drug trafficking around the U.S. And the major media reporter goes, wow, I didn't know that. And the BLM member says, well, now you do. Now you do. Now you know something you didn't before. You're going to put it on the news? Well, sure, the naive reporter says. He gets back and he tells his editor, wow, we got a whole new story. BLM is going in a whole new direction. Wow, this is going to be fantastic. We got to talk to LeBron James. Hey, he's a big, isn't he? A supporter of BLM. Does he know about this, about the network and the drug cartels and the banks? And so maybe he knows. We got an interview and his editor says, hold on, baby. Are you kidding? There's no way we're going to air that story that you just picked up on the street. What do you mean we're not going to air that? This is big. This is breaking news. In fact, this is nothing. This is just opinion in here. So, no, I mean, these are organized groups out on the street protesting, and they've got educational material on the drug cartels and the banks and the gangs and RICO. And No. We're not touching that story with a 10-foot pole. We're not going after that. Well, why not? And naive reporter says, we just aren't. It's just not in the cards. We've talked about that before. It's old news. Nobody's interested in that. They're only interested in police brutality, and that's what naive reporter says. Whoa. I got a story here, Mr. Editor. I want to run with it. And the editor says, really? You want to risk your budding career on a story that I, who've been around the block a few thousand times, am telling you not to touch with a 10-foot pole? Really? Is that what's going on here? You're telling me that you insist on running this story? Well, maybe what you want to do is to quit your job here at the Times and start a little blog somewhere on your own out of wherever it was that you were raised, some little two-bit town somewhere. I can't remember even the name of it now. And see, you can expose that story on that little blog. Is that what you want? Because if you keep throwing this story in my face, that's where you're going to end up. That's what's going to happen to you. That's going to happen to your little career. Because you're on track to make a significant amount of money and to have some kind of reputation in this business we call the news. But you've got to keep your nose clean. And I don't know who that BLM person you spoke with was or what he said, but he's leading you down the garden path to a place you do not want to go. Believe me, son, you do not want to go there. Now, you go back to your little desk and you think about this, and it's up to you as to what you want to do. Up to you. Yeah, that's the way it works. So, that's why. Instead, these groups like BLM and Antifa are functioning, and I'm not saying this is intentional among its members, but they are functioning as diversions from what they say they're trying to accomplish, which is to improve life in inner cities. They are diverting attention from what the real problem is in those areas, or the biggest problem, let's say, which is gangs. That's what's happened. And that's what the celebrities and the virtue signaling lefties and the celebrity athletes are not paying any attention to whatsoever. Because if they were actually looking into what's going on instead of just buying the publicity and the PR, and they think they're really solving the problem that they want to solve, they would be saying something completely different. One of these star athletes would be sitting on a talk show on the sports network saying, you know, really, what we need to be protesting against is the drug cartels and the banks. What? Really? Yeah, we're live, aren't we? Yeah, we are so far. I mean, where do you get this from? What do you mean? You mean that BLM should be protesting against, what did you say? Drug cartels and banks. Whoa. We got to go to commercial here. Thanks for being on the show. We'll be talking to you soon. There's a lot of things, folks, in this country and the world that could be turned around with a certain degree of truth that are very important, and that's one of them. And that's me this week. Talk to you next time.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.